Hey, everybody.
Hey, what's going on?
How's it going? We are once again podcasting right now. It is Thursday, the 15th of July at 7:45, and we are sitting here with Hank and LP.
LP, hi.
And Keith. And
Tins.
And
Zach.
And
me.
Robert. and we're here doing a podcast. We got a whole crew. These are the guys that I grew up with in Carthage, Tennessee. These are my high school buddies, and some of us have been I went to preschool with both Zach and Hank.
Yep.
Yeah. I have that awkward photo where you're like leaning up against the thing. Like Zach's leaning in it like he's like the sexiest 6-year-old in the fucking world. I think he's only 5 though. That's what's tricky. He's just leaned up against this playset real hot.
I think I've got that photo too.
It's a hot photo, dude. You should look at you. You're so hot in that photo. So, yeah, we're having a good time. What do we do today, guys?
Today, well, we woke up we went to El Rey.
Yeah, yes. El Rey Azteca.
El Rey is what it's called
El
in
Rey?
Carthage. El Rey's.
El Rey's.
El Rey's.
Like it's,
nobody
like
uses the whole name. All right.
Well, that's what's on the sign.
Well, you know
Robert.
What? Your opinion doesn't matter in this jury.
In this jury, I guess. What else did we do, Tins? What did you do? Did you get any special purchases today?
Oh, you know what? Yeah, after we went to El Rey's. Am I getting that right, Robert?
Why are you asking me, man? You were there.
So after we ate at El Rey's, we stopped at the dollar store. Mm-hmm. And
Dollar General.
That's true. I bought myself a little Nerf gun, like a pistol type of thing that I can fit in my pocket. And it's amazing. It's been keeping us very, very occupied today.
Shoot Robert with it.
All right.
Ooh, Robert just got shot by a Nerf gun.
That was like quick
draw.
That's
a bad mistake for Tins. Bad mistake to make. And then we went to the Walmart, and we went and visited our good friend, Hank.
Yep.
What do we do, Hank?
Tell him.
You met my mom.
Yes, we did.
Yeah, we did.
His mom's a very sweet lady.
Very nice.
My mom is a classy name.
Your mom.
Everybody
also
here has met your
what?
Mom.
Everyone should give your mom praise.
Your mom also seemed upset by the. She also seemed upset by the lack of lighting in your apartment.
You know what? Some people don't like to have lights on in their house. I'm just saying.
Yeah, they're called weirdos.
He lives like Batman, it seems.
You know what? I am vengeance.
There will be a Batman costume hid somewhere in a drawer.
Actually, your place is like the Batcave because I'm realizing you have like a computer command center in one corner.
Oh, his living room.
You also like don't really own anything that you care about. You don't really use anything, but like this one area, this secret area. Then you have all this storage space all this stuff.
That's where I keep my batarangs.
To get to the kitchen, you have to walk your way over the chair.
And it's even more like the Batcave because you have secret closets full of weapons.
I do have.
You rock, man!
I do have at least 4 katanas, a Shaolin lance, a warhammer, Scottish claymore, a broadsword, a couple shurikens.
So many weapons.
Zach yawned, fellas and ladies. What else?
And then after that, we went and we looked at coffee because we were sleepy city boys.
Oh, we were super sleepy. I'm not used to it.
Should have had some
not having coffee in the morning.
Yeah, we should have had some of that alcohol before I drove here.
No. It's not alcohol, it's an energy beer.
Oh,
I was
saying
Tilt.
I thought it was
Tilt
a beer or something like that.
No.
Sparks.
Yeah, both of them.
Yeah, so we went into the bookstore to buy coffee because that seems to be the only place you can buy coffee in within a 15-mile radius.
Yeah.
You ever had trouble finding a place to buy coffee?
Well, man, they sell coffee all over the place.
Well, but there was not a Starbucks or a Dunkin' Donuts.
No,
we
were there. When Hank thinks of coffee,
we didn't see a single one.
There's a Starbucks on West Road.
There's
also a classy Poets. It's Poets Coffee Shop. It's
hey, doesn't Big O?
And then there's a Perk Up.
Well, yeah,
we went to Joe Muggs, which, God bless his soul.
Oh, may he live to be 1,000, Joe Muggs.
Joe Muggs, so good. And then we came here. We actually came back and we missed the exits, which added 20 minutes to our trip because the exits were 10 miles apart. But we ended up getting some gas, which we needed to get, and then came back. and came here. Now we're at this wonderful cabin.
Well, you did see the liquor store in
Longwood. Yeah, we were at a little liquor store that was never there when I grew up.
Yeah,
it's just a dry county. Just the little one that's in
the one by
across
show.
The street from. Yeah.
The liquor store across the street from the McDonald's?
Yeah, that's the one.
Pro.
Yeah. Yeah. They should have went to the Cheers up on the hill behind Barbie's now.
And yeah. And while I was there, I bought a Powers Irish Whiskey. Powers Irish Whiskey. Smoother than Jameson's, got a golden brown taste. It's wonderful.
You should have got you some George
powers.
Dickel.
It'll make you powers.
You got some you got some George Dickel, Tennessee's finest sipping whiskey.
Nice. What is that? Is it a bourbon?
No, it's shit.
You'd like that. It's got a dick in the name.
Swill.
It's
Swill
the worst.
We should have brought some Malort down for these guys.
Oh, yeah. God.
Oh, Malort. You guys, yeah, this is something you guys need to experience.
Oh, my God, Malort.
Yeah, like, it actually is one of the worst boozes in the world, and it knows it. It's only sold in
it's a cordial.
Yeah,
oh,
it's a cordial. It's it says on it that this is, this like, taste that you have to really grow a taste for is best drank by two-fisted drinkers, which means you drink it and then you wash it down with something that doesn't taste like vile garbage.
It tastes like stomach bile.
Poo water?
Yeah, it tastes awful.
For me, I've described it as it tastes like you're drinking a tree.
I don't know.
It's awful.
It's made from wormwood.
Have you done the Mad Dog 2020?
It's like gin.
Like $1.89 like for a 40.
The 40, yeah. Yeah.
This is worse.
Comes in grape, orange, and cherry.
See, I think of
Marlort.
40 of Steel Reserve, like $1.69? No, it's a little bit.
I'll stick with
yeah.
It.
69 for 24 hours.
And now we're back at the cabin.
We're gearing up to head.
I don't know. Head to Nashville for a night of Nashville themed mayhem.
Yep. So watch out, you Nashvillians who are listening to this.
Octavarius is coming to town with Hank and Robert.
Yay!
And lacking the other Octavarius members.
So we'll be sure to keep you posted on how that went. I'm sure we'll have lots of silly stories.
Yeah.
Club Platinum is gone. You can't go back.
I don't really want to go back. I had no desire to go back to that place.
Was that the one where
we went in and it was us five plus two others?
I heard about this place called Gold Rush. Is that any good?
Yeah, Gold Rush is good.
Cool.
Hell, there's a strip club right up the road here now, down in Smithville.
Hello.
On this mountain? Let's go!
That's what those billboards, Midnight Express, go back up here to Smithville, exit,
Midnight
take a ride.
Express.
Just, when you think there's nothing around, a big red neon sign will light up, basically saying
a train full of strippers.
Yeah. As if needing direction from God, suddenly a beacon of light shone down, saying, ladies, ladies, ladies. Mountains, mountains.
Well, that's probably all we've got for you for now, so stay tuned. But before we let you go, it's time for Robert's Words of Wisdom.
Yeah, I forgot about this. I like this.
Okay.
Wow. If you're going to do it hard, sure it's difficult.
Bye for now.
Tens eats dicks.
Bye.
Tens eats dicks.
Tens will eat this.
I don't own a MacBook Pro. I don't know how to stop this.